I'm Alan Lytle for 91.3 WUKY. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis Binon Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Doug, earlier this month, we had a segment celebrating the 65th anniversary of the Peace Corps. In fact, there's an exhibit on display at the W.T. Young Library about this very subject. And today, we're going to hear from a name synonymous with the Peace Corps.
The Nunn Center has a rare interview pertaining to the Peace Corps and its history. In fact, this is the first time it has been unveiled publicly. We have an interview with Sergeant Shriver, speaking to Karen Schwartz for a book she published about the history of the Peace Corps in 1991. We're not exactly sure when Schwartz conducted this interview, but we're thinking it was conducted probably in the mid to late 1980s. Sergeant Shriver was the founding director of the Peace Corps, chosen by President Kennedy to turn a bold idea into reality. This was a massive undertaking in a very short amount of time. And in this oral history interview, Shriver reflects quite candidly on the enormous pressure of launching the Peace Corps and why he believed it only had one chance to succeed.
I thought that we had one chance for success, and only one chance. This was a program that had to work the very first time, or it would never get another chance.
Right.
I used to say, this is like jumping in a parachute. The first time you jump, the chute's got to open.
Right.
You're never going to get a second chance if it doesn't open the first time. And the Peace Corps was a wild speculation from that point of view. Secondly, it had never been done by a government, which, or on the scale that we were talking about. And the consequence of the fact we only had one chance, and this was a totally new program, caused me to, quote, lie awake night, thinking about what is it that we haven't thought of that we should have thought of in order to make sure this succeeds.
Sergeant Shriver understood that the Peace Corps wasn't just any program. It was representing the United States to the world, and it was a test of an idea and whether that idea itself would endure. But for Shriver, the Peace Corps also reflected something deeper, John F. Kennedy's belief in people and his willingness to take risks on their behalf.
I think the thing to remember about Jack Kennedy was that he was a visionary.
Yeah.
And he was very courageous. And he had great confidence in human beings. The effort in outer space, in the Peace Corps, and that famous speech he gave in Berlin where he said, ich bin ein Berliner. Those were statements and projects which were so risky, which were so far-sighted and courageous that they made people shiver almost when they heard them. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Therefore, what you should know about Kennedy was that he was a political leader with terrific vision and great courage and huge confidence in people, a great knowledge of what people's weaknesses are, but he never exploited a person's weakness. He was always more amused by, tolerant of, sympathetic to weakness, but never judgmental. So he had the capacity for bringing out the best in people and lifting people's hearts up and their hopes and giving them a vision of what could be better than what it was. That's what you should remember about Kennedy, and that's the reason why Kennedy started the Peace Corps and nobody else would have. Not Eisenhower, for sure, not Nixon. Matter of fact, Nixon disliked the whole idea of the Peace Corps. None of those people would have started the Peace Corps.
At the time of recording, the Nunn Center has over 1,300 interviews with returned Peace Corps volunteers reflecting on their experiences and the impact that it had on their lives. But this opportunity to feature our rare interview with Sergeant Shriver, reflecting on being that first director of the Peace Corps, was really too good to pass up. That said, we have experiences of Kentucky's Peace Corps volunteers very much represented in this exhibit that's at the William T. Young Library as we speak.
Doug Boyd from the Louis Binon Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.